This morning, the sermon I've prepared is entitled The Power of Yet. You're probably thinking, what on earth is the power of yet? Now, I've learned a lot about the power of yet in my life, and I'm hoping that as we go through this morning, you're going to start realizing, but hang on, I know a lot about this yet. And that's really what I want to draw out this morning. And then at the end, I want us to be able to just make a declaration. I love this verse of the Bible that I'm going to open with. And that is Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 19. This verse is very personal to me. You all know my story. And there's always been that moment where I've always felt that everything was lost, you know, right even coming from salvation after overdosing on drugs and coming to salvation, and then the fights with cancer and staring death in the face two times with that, and then the other things, even the hardships on the mission field, you know, and this is exactly how I felt at times. And I'm sure you're going to relate to this as we read it. Do you want to read this with me? Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 19. It says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he enables me to tread on the heights. Well, come on, church. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. Now, I don't know how you're feeling today. But I do want to remind you of something this morning. And that is that your circumstances do not define your joy. Life can throw its worst at us, can't it? But we can still rejoice. The world may look at you and ask, how can you smile? How can you praise God in the middle of this? But I want to tell you this morning that real faith doesn't depend on what's happening around you. Real faith depends on the one who holds everything together. Habakkuk understood this. And in this third chapter of his book, he teaches us a powerful truth that no matter what we face, we can still choose to praise God in the midst of it. That there is this reality of the trial. Let's be real this morning. Habakkuk doesn't sugarcoat his situation. He paints a grim picture in this verse, in these verses. He says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food. That's devastation. In today's terms, Habakkuk is saying, even when the future looks uncertain, he isn't talking about a minor inconvenience, but he's talking about total loss. These were an agricultural people, and if the crops failed and the livestock disappeared, it wasn't just a bad day, it was a crisis. anyone here relate to that this morning? Maybe you're facing a season where it feels like absolutely nothing is going right. That the doors that you thought would open have stayed shut. That the opportunities you were counting on have slipped away. And maybe it feels like you're surrounded by loss. But listen to me this morning. Faith is not denying the problem. But it's choosing to trust God in the midst of the problem. Habakkuk is fully aware of his circumstances. But he's also fully aware of who God is. I'm not asking anyone to pretend that your struggles don't exist. But I'm asking you to remember who is still with you in the middle of those struggles. The power of yet. My favorite part, verse 18. Habakkuk says, yes, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful to my Savior. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Can someone say yet? Come on.
Amen.
Yet. Yet. Come on, say it again. Yet. Habakkuk is showing us that joy is not dependent on your situation, but on your relationship with the living God. Yet is a powerful word, church. It means even though all of this is happening, I am still going to praise my God. Do you have a yet kind of faith? Do you have the kind of faith that says, even though my prayers haven't been answered yet, yet I will rejoice? Do you have the kind of faith that says, even though I can't see the solution yet, yet I will praise you, Lord? Habakkuk shows us that we don't have to wait for everything to get better to worship God. You don't have to wait until the breakthrough comes to start giving God the glory. No, no, no. We praise Him in the midst of the storm. Why? Because God's goodness is not tied to your situation. God is good even when life is not. God is faithful even when the world feels uncertain. Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you can say, yet I will rejoice, yet I will praise, because you know that your God is unchanging, that your Savior is steadfast, that you do have strength to overcome. I want you to take hold, to catch this next part. Habakkuk doesn't just stop at joy. He declares that the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. This is a promise for you today. This is real for us today. And we can experience it. That God is not only going to help you survive the trial, but you're going to come out of it even stronger than what you were when you went into it. You're going to come out higher. God is going to make your feet like the feet of a deer. A deer on a mountainside. A deer doesn't struggle to climb. It doesn't slip or stumble. It moves with grace and ease even on the steepest paths. And this is what God is saying to you and me today. Even in the rocky places of life, even in the hard seasons, God will give you the strength to rise above. Your strength is not in your ability, but it's in His. Your power is not in your circumstances, but it's in the Sovereign Lord. That's why Habakkuk could declare victory even before the situation changed. He knew that his God would carry him to higher ground. And some of you today might need to get this in your spirit. That God is enabling you to tread on the heights. That you're not going to stay in the valley. That God is calling you to higher places. Yes, the climb is tough, but you're not climbing in your own strength. It's God who is lifting you up. I want to remind you that you might be in a season of difficulty or hardship. But difficulty and hardship is not your final destination. God has not abandoned you. He has not forgotten about you. And just like Habakkuk, you can declare, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I want to leave you with this, that you don't need perfect circumstances to have perfect joy. Joy comes from knowing who your God is. That He is faithful. That He is your strength. That He is your Savior. So no matter what you might face today or into this week, you will make a choice to rejoice. You will make a choice to say, yet I will praise Him. Because your joy is found in Him, not in your situation. But you stand with me and declare this with me. Declare this with meaning this morning. God, we thank You that in every season that You are faithful. We declare today that though the fig tree does not bud, yet we will rejoice in You. Help us, Lord, to trust in Your strength and not our own. Help us to rise above our circumstances. With feet like the deer. Trusting that You will carry us to higher ground. That I will rejoice in the Lord. Please sit down again. We can go out from here today filled with the joy of the Lord. But it's even more that as we go out of here filled with the joy of the Lord, we will also go out of here with renewed strength. That no matter what comes our way, we can have a certain unwavering faith that Christ will lift us up out of it. That even though we don't see the victory, we can start giving praise and thanks for that victory. I have so many times in my life fallen down and been on the ground in the dirt and in the mud and or in the dust and the dryness or whatever place I found myself in, and I had a choice that I could either stay down there or I could allow Christ to lift me up out of it. And I found that the more and more I practiced at getting up off the ground, out of the dust and out of the rubbish that life threw at me, that if I would just stand up and shake the dust off me and rejoice in the Lord, praise Him and thank Him already for that which was coming that I could not see. But I knew it was coming because He's promised it. To take the hand of Jesus and to carry on walking with Him. We've got to keep walking. We're ineffective when we're on the ground. We have to stand up and shake it. That is my prayer for each of you this morning. Eloa, I spoke a few weeks ago about a unity, a community. We're not here to judge each other, but we're here to love one another. An atmosphere where we can share with each other what we're going through. I say, help us to lift you up. Let us pray with you. Let us encourage you. Amen.
Is there a time just to at least say testimony and then we write down somehow?
We will be able to do that, my brother. It's perhaps we need to start doing that. People can give testimony. You see, because sometimes when someone's rejoicing in what God has done for them, everyone else will rejoice alongside them. I'm going to close now. But in closing, I want us to just read this bit of it. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, the Sovereign Lord is my strength. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Gee, the power and the reassurance of your living word. Lord, how easy it is for us to forget when we're faced with adversity and issues and problems, struggle. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that this verse would be foremost in our minds when we hit the valleys, we hit the dry places, or we fall face first into the mud. We're hurting. We're breaking. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I pray, Lord, that every single one of us, Lord, would leave this morning with reassurance in our heart, with a faith that is confident, that is strong, that is expectant, Lord. And Lord, as we sit here, I pray, Lord, that even now we would just give those things over to you and say, Lord, even in this, I'm going to rejoice in you. And just let it go and leave it here with Jesus. Lord, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to do. But Lord, you know. And that's enough for me. I give you praise now already for the victory, even though I haven't seen it. For your provision, even though I haven't seen it yet. For the solution, Lord, even though I haven't seen it. Lord, it's there. It's coming. That we will stand firm, that we will stand strong, that we will stand in the high places without fear, because we know that you are sovereign, that you are with us, that you will never let us go. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. 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 Last song, we'll do the offering. Hopefully I'll see you this afternoon. Can we just quickly pray for Peter? Peter picked Janet and I up from Heathrow last night at 10:45, quarter past 10, and got a message through this morning saying that Peter was up at Stoke Mandeville all night. He'd only got home at 9 o'clock with severe abdominal pain. He is home now, and his last message to me was really, really going to try and get there for this afternoon. Can we just pray for him, that the Lord would just heal him, and that if he does step out this afternoon, that the Lord would bless everything that he does and every word that he speaks, and that something wonderful and great would come out of that step of faith as he makes. I wonder, Pat, would you mind praying for Peter? Is that okay, yeah? Thank you. Let's just pray for Peter now.
Well, I just thank you that you give